How's it, guys? A wise person once told me as a young man growing up that readers are leaders. That is why today, I mean, one of the gentlemen that we're going to be interviewing today is an entrepreneur, an amazing entrepreneur who's done great work for the community, not just for the community. He's done great work for himself. But, pause. Welcome to another beautiful episode of Township Entrepreneur Show. I'm your host, Bulelani Balabala, and I'm happy to be welcoming to you guys to South Africa's number one premium platform, where we give township entrepreneurs from across South Africa an opportunity to speak about their businesses, about their services, and to sell them off to whoever is out there, investors, guys that are willing to give money out there. I mean, today we've got this amazing gentleman who didn't just start one newspaper brand. He started two newspaper brands, which are print, and he's got an online one. He's done phenomenally well. You guys will hear about him a little bit later on. Join us on social media. The hashtag is on your screen. Join us in conversation. Tag a friend, put it out there, and share it with everybody else. Join in on the conversation. Joining me now is Dumi Monaheng, who is the owner and founder of Dream Finders, which owns some of these amazing brands. I mean, Temisa News and also Clayville Express. So, Dumi, how are you, sir?
Good, my man.
Dumi, man, tell us about yourself. Who's Dumi?
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
Okay, Dumi is a guy born in Temisa, grew up in Temisa. With that business hunger. I don't know if it's the right way to go about it, but yeah, to me, it's that guy from the hood trying to come up with something that can change how you see township, influence people at the higher level to want to be part of the hood.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then just tell us a little bit about your company, Dream Finders. What inspired you to actually start this business?
Dream Finders, I had to buy the name from a shelf company because I wanted to start a business. Initially, the business was supposed to be, I wanted to have an LED digital screen for advertising, Kotembisa, which is something that, 2011, I think it was only one, the one in Swaziland, that screen. So that just gave me an idea of saying, I could do that in a better way. Mm-hmm. You see, in terms of my screen would then be mobile. I'd have a mobile digital LED screen roaming around the hood, advertising, then it would be a different kind of advertising in the hood. But now I had the challenge, the screen, I think at the time it needed half a mil. I didn't have half a mil. I didn't even have money to even print the paper. But the idea was to have a screen. The screen will play ads and then take some of the ads, put it on print. If the screen is parked at this corner, you'll have sort of pamphlets, but now in a newsletter format. So as the idea came about, I then realized that people need content to relate to the newsletter.
Yeah.
At that same newsletter at the time, needed content. That's when the idea of starting Tembisa News came about. So I thought to myself, okay, I can't afford that one. Let me make money out of this one to buy that one. Then I start the other way around.
And that's an amazing story. But you still have me sitting here thinking to myself, even starting a newspaper is a huge feat. How did you get this baby off the ground?
Sure, Tembisa News. Okay, Tembisa News has a story on its own. How we started, I remember we didn't have a cent to print Tembisa News. Now you're sitting in a situation where you don't have a cent for the screen, you don't have a cent for newsprint. Okay, so what we decided is, okay, still gather a team, have journalists, graphic designers, sales team to run the show. Then we went out, went stories, but now the challenge was the sales guys. When you go out, and part of the sales, I did most of the sales. When you went out, you go to a client, they want to see the physical goal. They want to see if I want to place an ad, it needs to sit here, and then you don't have. You are now in a situation where, oh, it means I'll never print because every client wants to see the physical copy. Then I decided, okay, let me complete with the stories that I have, complete everything. I think the first issue we did it, I think it was an 8 or 12 pager. It was a 12 pager. We did the thing, so now we have the soft copy of the complete stuff. On the title, I set issue zero. Instead of launch issue, I wrote issue zero as the first issue. Then I remember there was one client from Cape Town. They had something at Tembisa, so they wanted to get into the Tembisa market in terms of advertising. Mm. So I said to them, okay, guys, I'll offer you a discount, a ridiculous discount. I'll give you front page ad, page 3, for a low price for the next 3 months. And that 3 months, trust me, it wasn't enough to sustain me for the 3 months. I took the money. The client said, but we want the physical copy of your previous issues. I said, okay, I'll send you the issues, but in the meantime, let me email you the soft copy whilst you're still waiting for that. And then they saw, they loved the layout and colors and everything. They said, no, we'll take the 3 months deal.
What are you offering your readers and some of your advertisers in the various newspapers that you guys publish?
How we go about our content is events. We try to cover as much as we can event, because you relate more to readers being in the ground, having covered an event that they've been to. It's easier even for the older generations. They always try, you know, when you're doing a community newspaper, people want to see their faces in the picture, in the paper, to say, oh, so and so came out in the paper. So we try to cover as much as we can in terms of the events that are happening. Your birthday parties, your 81-year-old Magogo doing a birthday party. We try to cover such, because it relates and then it keeps the paper circulating.
Now, being a business that started in the township, you had other players that were, they were big in that space, in the newspaper space. Now, you coming in young, fresh, energetic and filled with passion. What are some of the challenges that you experienced when you were selling these out, when you were pushing the product out, apart from the initial start with no capital, like direct with consumers and customers in the township?
You see, now, with any publication, the challenge would be consistency. The only way you make money out of print is be consistent. If you're saying you're printing once a month, you don't need to skip. You skip 1 month, you lost clients. So the other players, they've been there for years. They print weekly. You come in, it's fresh, it's fine, but you're printing monthly. You can't afford weekly, so you're printing monthly. So now you have a challenge of your readers. They see the product is good, but now the challenge would be it only comes once a month, whereas you're competing with guys that are printing weekly. So we had to work out something that will retain certain clients, because if you look at our paper, we then had to design it in such a way that we give it a magazine kind of feel, so that it's not exactly like our competitors. Your competitors, remember, they are weekly. It's allowed for them to do a story, someone has stepped, and then they can do follow-up next week, so it's easier. But with us, we had to then try to come up with a new market, do sort of like give it a magazine feel, do profiles, something that, you know, even if it's for a month long, it can stay that month. I can still get a paper on the 27th, read something that came out on the 1st, it will still be relevant, it's a profile.
We both know that the world is moving digital, but do you think that the township market is at the digital phase yet, or is there still room to be printing?
The way I see print, it will be around for a while. I mean, you look at South Africa in its own, in terms of internet usage. We're growing fine. You see municipalities offering free Wi-Fi. But as it is, I tell you now, you go 50% or even 80%, they don't know how to even access that free Wi-Fi from the municipality. So you see, you still need the newspaper to say there's free Wi-Fi. This is how you use free Wi-Fi. You see, so print will still go go on a long way. Because even if you look at the old newspapers, South African newspapers, they're growing bigger by the day. Even though they're supposed to be declining, they're growing bigger because you're finding new ways of positioning yourself in the market. And I've seen a lot of companies, like you get your Hollard going to Daily Sun, for instance. They offer them the funeral. You see, so they're changing. Like the newspaper business is evolving. It's not just get a client, but see how you work with that client to make money out of your readers. So it's more of the certain, it's more of the same thing with us, because most clients we were doing other services beyond the newspaper. Like you get a client, but with that client you'd see that there's a need for broader advertising, not just the newspaper. Then you offer, okay. We have mobile trailers, okay, that we were using to offer clients, and then we had other outdoor advertising materials that we used that are gonna make it one marketing campaign for a client, and then that's how we sort of sustain in the market.
One of the things that we learned today is that you only need that one client who's willing to pay for your product. But the most important thing for our business is starting, but another essential thing that keeps a business going is sales. Sales are the lifeline of every business. You need to make sure that you are always selling, because when you're always selling, then you will know one thing, that the products that you have designed are actually being consumed by people. Because we're not designing these services or products for ourselves, but we're designing them for our clients. Another pivotal thing is education is key. So you need to consistently make sure that you are always learning, always being educated, and get yourself a mentor. So thank you for tuning in today for another beautiful episode of Township Entrepreneur Show. Join us yet again next week. The hashtag is on the screen. Our social media is on the screen. If you want to join in on the conversation, tag friends, get us on Facebook, get us on Twitter. Thank you for tuning in. Get things done.